Are you seeing white polka dots or round lesions showing up on your corn leaves, especially in your irrigated corn? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension, and I serve Walla, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And for the last couple weeks, I've been getting questions on white spots showing up on corn plants, especially irrigated corn. And when I start hearing about white spots or white lesions, my mind immediately goes to two things that could be causing this. First is a herbicide drift, and second is a corn disease. For a herbicide drift, what I would be thinking of is paraquat or gramoxone. This is a contact herbicide, and if you have some drift from it, you may see it on a neighboring cornfield. It causes white lesions to show up on the leaves, and many times those white lesions will be ringed with a dark red ring around it. And so that's kind of one of the characteristics from paraquat drift, is that red ring around a white lesion. The second option of what we might be finding is actually a disease called Holcus spot. And Holcus spot is a bacterial disease that can infect corn. There's some key factors that have to come into play for us to find Holcus spot, and that includes wounds on the leaves, high humidity, and warm temperatures. And so since it's a bacterial disease, it only infects a plant where there is a wound. Now, this can be from really strong winds picking up some dirt particles and sandblasting corn leaves. It could be from a light hail going through from a thunderstorm, but anything that can cause wounds on these leaves really opens it up to bacteria infecting, and this Holcus spot starting to show up. The humidity is really important for part of this bacteria to get really established in these areas. And in irrigated corn, we have plenty of humidity. And we also need warm temperatures. Somewhere between 65 and 80 degrees is really the ideal temperatures for Holcus spot to really set up camp and start seeing it out in these cornfields. And so that's kind of the things that go into this bacterial disease called Holcus spot getting into the plant and causing polka dots or white lesions on the leaves. Now, the other thing with this disease is that it's really a cosmetic disease and does not show or does not cause yield loss in these cornfields. So there's really nothing to do if you're finding this Holcus spot showing up in your cornfield. These small lesions, you know, they're an eighth to a quarter of an inch in size, are really just a cosmetic thing that we're seeing. And so nothing to do, nothing to spray at this point for it. Just be like, I know what this is now, but it's not really something that's detrimental to my yield. If you have any questions about Holcus spot, you can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs. You can also get a hold of me on the experiment station in Colby. I have a fact sheet about Holcus spot posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also record a video from the field showing what this disease looks like on a corn leaf, and that is posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or you can also follow me and see pictures of this disease on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.